Thank you for coming, all of you, on a very difficult day. And it's a very important share, because here we're going to tell you what the halakha is with respect to tax avoidance.
Yeah. That's why people aren't.
Okay. So, now let's clarify where we're holding. We've got a Shulchan Aruch that tells us, so to speak, lechora straight onto our shaila, is there any heter not to pay your taxes to the government? So the Shulchan Aruch says like this. Let's read the Shulchan Aruch again. Fresh our memories. Mochus sheposku hamelech. It's a tax which the king instituted. Hamavriach memechazeh. Somebody tries to avoid it. Over, he's over our lotigzel. He's over on gezel. But nay, shugozel manas hamelech. Because he's stealing, so to speak, the actual money of the king. Avon kono over kovim. But if the king didn't actually want to collect his tax, he sold the rights to a goy, then it's mutter. Then it's mutter not to pay a tax. Mushub dahavi ahav kas havosu. Because at that stage, it's no longer the money of the king. It's just not paying a debt to a goy. The shalu that's permitted, but mokum delekil chil Hashem, which is allowed as long as there's no chil Hashem. So the machaber shita is avadia is to the government. You have to pay your tax to the king. You have to pay your tax. It's his money, as we explained. That means you are avodim to him, and the masha kona ever kona rabba. It's actually his money. You're holding back money. It's not holding back a obligation to him. You're actually holding back his money, and you're over gezel. But as soon as he sells that right to a goy, who's no longer the king, he's no longer the king, so he doesn't have this power or relationship to say the money by you is considered his. It's just a debt to him, and the debt to a goy you don't need to pay, because it's not called gezel. Of course, havos is mutter. As long as no chil Hashem, that's the mechaber. V'yei shomer, the Ramah says, Dafilu hamochus Yisrael, im lo kon elatzro. Even if the tax collector is a Jew, and he didn't actually buy it for himself, he's just representing. Gover lemelech, he's just working for the king. So it's really the king is collecting it. So the court, the machaber just said it's gezel not to pay it. Says the Ramah, no, it's havkas havosa. Even to the king, is considered just an obligation to the king. It's not actually his money. It's an obligation to him. An obligation to a goy is not gezel, not to pay it. It's just called havkas havosa. Just not paying the obligation is permitted as long as it's okay now Hashem. So therefore, so our question, which we're asking, got tax obligation? Are you mechuyev to pay it or not? What should be the answer? So or, David says it's a machlokas.
Or always yes, because goy is be a chil Hashem. I mean, even according to the Ramah.
Without chil Hashem. Without chil Hashem. As David said, it will be a machlokas. Okay. Whether you have to pay tax, or you don't have to pay tax. Machaber says, you have to pay tax. Gezel. As the Ramah said, no chil Hashem. Not gezel, you permitted not to pay. So if it's a machlokas, how are we going to paskin? Ashkenaz will follow the Ramah. That's why you said all the svatim are not evident today. Okay? So let's go to an Ashkenazi posuk and see what the Ashkenazi posuk tells us. The Shulchan Aruch Halav. He says the following question, following statement. The Yira Shemayim, somebody who has fear of heaven, Yachmir La'atzmo, Kesvara HaRishona, will be stringent upon himself to follow the first opinion. Shalom la'avo alosa seishav Torah, in order not to be over on the negative commandments of the Torah. So whose opinion does the Shulchan Aruch, the Rav, say you should follow?
Well, he's recommending the Shulchan Aruch, because he's saying it's a Yirei Shemayim Lashon. It's not that big deal.
Before you get into wiggling, okay, what does he actually say you should follow?
The Mechaber.
The Mechaber that says?
Be Machmir.
You have to be Machmir, because what's the reasoning behind it?
Lo lavor alo sase.
Sounds like Sofik
the Raisa Lachuma. The Machaber says not to pay a tax is Gezel. Lo sase, lo tigzel. The Meribah said it's okay, it's not Gezel. Sofik the Raisa Lachuma. Don't be over on the love.
Unless
if that's the reasoning, and that's what he's saying, Sofik the Raisa Lachuma. It's not going to be a Yerushalayim Midas Hasidus type of thing. This is the bottom line. There's Sofik Deraisa Lachuma. You don't know. You better pay, because you may be over Issa Gezel. Don't take charges.
And it would be strange for an Ashkenaz Posek to say Sofik Deraisa Lachuma from an Ashkenaz Ramab Chaber Machlokas. It's not like a regular Machlokas. One's Ashkenaz, one's Spars. Normally you wouldn't even be Choshesh for the Shita Machaber. So it would see, maybe he's being choshish for the lo saseh of the Chol Hashem, and saying a Yirei Shemayim is not going to go down that slippery slope where he's going to rationalize, oh, there's no Chol Hashem in this case, and really there is a Chol Hashem, and he's going to, you know, each case you're going to look and analyze. Well, maybe that's his concern.
He didn't say which lo saseh.
The Machaber Ramah say, if there's a Chol Hashem, if not Chol Hashem. Someone comes on Shulchan Aruch Rav, he said, forget about what if Chol Hashem or not Chol Hashem. He says, go like this for
Rosh Hashanah.
According to you, it's got nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah.
It's more within the Ramah.
So the Torah, he's saying, Sofik Deraisa Lachuma, don't take charges, be over Issa Gezel, you have to be Machmir, you have to pay your taxes. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. A very deep thinking question. There is a Shari Yosef of Shimon Shkot who says a Yesod, and it's a portion to the Yesod, but let's speak it inside. The Yesod is a portion, but the explanation is a deep explanation. What lo saseh are we worried about over here? What's the lo saseh we're worried about over here?
Gezel.
What's the lo tigzel? That's what we're worried about. Okay, so says the Shari Yosha, Hamitzah alav shel lo tigzel, the mitzah of paying and not being over gezela, the negative commandments, which says don't be over a gezel, only applies if it's gezel vadai. Only is applicable if it's absolutely surely gezel. Avul gezel sofik, but when you masupik if it's gezel, you don't know. In hubiyotzka, you don't know what in your hands is. If you hold it back, is it going to be gezel or not? I don't know. Enkan issa gezel. There's no issa gezel at all. It's for sure not issa gezel. Gezel's only when it's for sure gezel. If it's mesubik, maybe it's gezel. It's definitely not gezel. The kach halacha, because that's the halacha nemra that we always say when we come to momenus shilas. Let me ask you this. We've got a machlokas. Say you're chayav be a potter. You hear one mandalman says you're chayav be a potter, where Reuven has to pay Shimon. What does Reuven have to do? Does he have to pay or not?
No.
What, under what cloud? Maybe it's gezel. Don't take chances. Maybe you're tucker chayav and you're holding back something that's his, which is gezel. Nope. Hamotzi mechavera olav haraya. You don't have to worry about gezel. You can keep it. He has to prove that you own it. Even when in doubt, you can keep it and not have any qualms about it. You've got no issa at all. Hamitzim cholavai. He has to prove, and so it's proven. You've got lachatchila kosher gelt by you. Ubi and forget, it carries on. Umi shetofus yochul lahatzik ve'enkam sofik issa klav. somebody who's holding it can keep it, and there's no doubt, no shaila at all, whether you're actually over any Isurim at all. You haven't. Why? Ki lo osra Torah gezel b'chagam. Gezel is never made osra unless it's for surely gezel. There's no problem holding back money if it's only a sophic whether it's the other person's.
What about gezel mechamish mi'adam? See, there we say you have to pay all of that.
Because you're for sure over it's a gezel. Because for sure you're over it's a gezel. You're sure over it's a gezel. To pay all of them is just a kenas. But one for sure you have to. Kamod v'asatara mums is sophic, and he compares it. Just as we know, a sophic mamza can marry lachatchila a Yisrael, because sophic mamza, the Torah never made osa. The Torah made only osa vaday mamza. In the same way, also sophic gezel, the Torah never made it osa. Achach, afilu liotzis yedei shamayim, ein kan chashash. There's not even a, obviously, there's not even a din to be Yotzei Shemayim. You've got lachachila, mahadrin, kesev in your pockets. And you don't need to pass it on. That's the clout when it comes to sulfur gezel. So now let me go back and therefore ask my question. How can the Shulchan Aruch Rav say, we've got in front of us a machlokas, machaba, ramah, yeah. One says, you can't not pay taxes. It's gezel to pay, not pay taxes, says the Machaber and the Rambam. The Rambam says, no, there's a Ran that says, it's not gezel, even to a king it's not gezel. You're allowed to not pay taxes. Says the Rosh Hashanah Al-Kharav, Sofik, maybe you're going to be is over gezel, maybe not. Don't take chances. Sofik the Raisa, Nechuma, don't take chances. Question is, Sofik gezel's not awesome. It's lachachila not to give in. There's no chances. Even giving back, there's no shadow doubt you're over gezel. You should say, I'm mixing it over. Why is he saying you have to be machmir?
I want to suggest this yisod actually helps give shot in Shofar Acharav. That when he said Sfar Rishona Achrona, it wasn't Machaber versus Ramah. It was, what's the Metzias? Do we hold the Melech owns the stuff and I'm just watching over his possessions? Or is the Metzias, it's mine and now it's Hafkas Hava? So if you say that it's really his, then the chazaka is it's in his rishus. If it's in his rishus, then I do have a case of vaday gezel, a potential, and therefore I have to be hoshesh for the suffix. But if you say it's in my rishus, then it's like any other case of motzei chavaraya. Let him prove to me that I owe it, and since it's the suffix, I can keep it. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav is being hoshesh for the Sfar Rishona, which was the first one brought down, which was the taina that the king really owns everything, and therefore I'm watching his money. My money's really his money. Why am I getting that look?
No, I'm thinking whether it has great chokhmah behind it or it has no chokhmah behind it.
Really different shot.
I understand what Tully say. Tully say that you got a sophic, who's holding the money? Now, when it comes to muhsik, when we talk about motzi min ham muhsik, ham motzi machmer alayt, the muhsik stays by. Yeah. What does muhsik mean? Muhsik means whoever's physically got the money in his pocket, not whether halachically it's considered his or not, but who's physically holding it. That's first the muhsik, and then we have the shayla afterwards. Or muhsik means who halachically is considered holding the money at this stage. What do you think it means?
The second.
Yeah, of course you do. Although that you're sat
makes sense. Sorry, the first thing.
No, we've had that. We've had cases like that before, where I may be physically holding the money, we still say he's muksuk on it.
That's when for sure you're a shomon. It's a pekotin by you. You've been appointed by the owner to look after it. Then you're the yad alicht of him. Now, are you a shomer for the boy? Are you holding it for him? Even in the sad of the Rambam, that's his money. Are you a shomer for him?
If we say he owns, the king owns everything, yes, and I'm only here at his green light to let me use the things, but really it's all his. So then, in a Ram, I am a shomer.
Okay, let's go a bit further with Tully's thinking. Maybe I'm the couple of witnesses. It's a good thing. But at the end of the day, we've got Sofit. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's his money. Correct? Maybe it's the boy's money, and he's considered like holding it, even though it's in your house. Or maybe it's your money, and you just and you're holding it. Okay. So what's that called? A sofik muhsik. Sofik, who's holding it? What's the din when you got sofik? Who's holding it? And who do you keep it by?
And therefore, you buy the Jew.
The Jew. Right. So therefore,
yeah, but
therefore, again,
I knock it out. But
therefore, we've knocked out Tully's job. It's very good thinking, but it still doesn't help. Still, therefore, why is the Shulchan Aruch Rav saying pay? Don't take charges, Gesel. What do you mean? Hamotzi Machaber Olivarai. Even the Sophic Moksik Hamotzi Machaberai.
Another
of course. Okay. If we finish with Tully, yeah, we can go on to David.
Okay. Yeah. It's how we said last week.
I like it when there's two people. Okay. All of you are invited just to listen to the recording in future and enjoy the backwards and forwards.
Okay. Maybe, because we said in Ramah, what's trying to cross Havah? Maybe it really is the Groys. Just we said last week, so therefore it really is the guys. Not that it's the other way around.
Tully says something Chochma, and David something says something Gavadik. Let us speak out what David said as an ox. Let's go back to that Gemara in the Doron and bring out the Chiddush of Rav Chaim, which you mentioned last week. The Mishnah Nedarim says, Nodun Lemotzim, you can make a false neder to the tax collector who wants to take your money and say, don't take my money, no rights to take it, it's truma, it's a lie. Even it's not truma. So Gemara asks, what do you mean? How can you do that? You can only do that if the tax collector is trying to steal. Meaning the tax collector is not entitled to it. Then you can make false status. But Shmuel said, dinner machusa dinner. So the tax collector is entitled to the money by you. So if he's entitled to the money by you, how can you make a false shvua to stop him getting it? You can only stop Ganovin taking it. He's not Ganov. Dinner machusa dinner. So the Gemara answered, you're right. That's true. We're talking about a particular tax which is a Ganov because it was an unfair tax. Okay. So the boss says, if it's dinner machus or dinner, then ain't noch a nami. If it's a real tax, a fair tax, then ain't noch a nami. You can't make this false dinner. The Rav says, speaks out, Chobin dinner machus, the honeymoon in the shame of Shah Yisrael, the Chabel Yishova. Yeah, dinner machus or dinner of the Gemara telling us that a Jew, what's its dinner machus or dinner, can't make a false shvur. Did that go answer? Because now it's not an onus, because he's entitled to it. You only can stop going off him, he's entitled to it. He can do machus a dinner. But you can avoid paying the tax if you don't have to make a shvur. That's what's implicit in the run, and that's where the Ramah got his din from. That's where the Ramah came and says, so go, even if it's the king, you don't need to pay it, because at the end of the day, it still is a debt you don't need to pay to a king. That you don't need to pay again because Havkar Samoso to Goy is mutter. But don't make sure. So Rav Chaim asks a question. It doesn't work what you're saying. This is Stirim Lebe within your words yourself. Within the words of the Ran himself. What's the Ran saying? But under all circumstances, do you need to pay tax? Whether it's fair or not fair, according to the Ran, whether it's fair or not fair, tax. Do you have to pay? According to the Ran, which is the Ramah Shitta, what do you have to pay, whether it's fair or not? Even fair tax, do you have to pay? What the Ran holds?
Yes.
Do you have the Ran, which is the Ramah? You do not have to pay because it's half course. Half course. You never have to pay tax. Doesn't matter if it's fair, not fair, even the absolute fair tax you can think of. You don't need to, even dinner machus a dinner, you do not need to pay because it's half cost, half cost. So what's the difference, fair, not fair? It says the Ran, the difference is, if it's not fair,
we take a shur, no?
Then you can take a shur, and then later. If it is fair, then you can't. You can always avoid, but to make shurs, then it makes a difference whether it's a fair tax, Tinimachus the dinner, then you can't. So go for a tax anyway. So says Rav Chaim, I don't understand. If you're telling me, even by a fair tax, you're telling me, you don't need to pay. Then even you're telling me, if it's, even by a fair tax, when it is Tinimachus dinner, you don't need to pay. And you can, lachachila not pay. Then it's your money. If it's your money, even by fair tax, it's you, the Jewish money. Onus, what's the boy trying to do?
Steal from you.
Steal from you. Even a fair tax is called stealing. So therefore, my polif. So what if it's dinner, malchus, or dinner? Yeah, even dinner, malchus, dinner. He's still, what he's doing? He's still stealing. If he's still stealing, I can make a sure. So what's the Gemara saying? Well, how can you make a sure? It's dinner, malchus, or dinner. I'm going to say, yeah, you're right. What do you mean? Even it's too much of a dinner, even it's a fair tax, it's still stealing, it's fine. Why? Elamai, what did Chaim Machadish? If it's dinner, much of a dinner, Eloch, you don't need to pay. But is the goy stealing if he does take it? Is the goy stealing if he does take it?
No.
He's not stealing. Yesh adayin kan chov. Even if you don't need to pay, but it's not your money, it's still an obligation, halachic obligation to the goy. It's a halachic obligation which you don't need to fulfill. It's his money, which you don't need to fulfill. Then there's no issa gezel to hold back his money. Enoch lami, it's his money. Even if it's half cars, half bosses, mutter, all it means is it's still the goy's money. She says, no, it's a gezel to pay it, to hold it back. It's his money, well, it has no, it's a gezel to hold it back.
Can you buy a lulav with that money?
Nope. Can't buy a lulav. Can't buy a matzah. Nope. You can't mekadesh a woman.
And if for Yorshim, would go on to Yorshim as well. You'd have to specify this money,
yeah,
don't use for those things.
So therefore, even on the side of the Ramah, which holds like the Ramah, Ahakas, Havas is mutter. What's Mishat? Does it mean it's your money?
It's not yours.
It's not yours. It just means that there's no Issa.
And if you're not Mutsa,
there's no Issa Gezel. So therefore, let's now look at what's the shine in front of us. On the one side of the coin, the Machaber says, not to pay tax is Gezel. You're over Issa Gezel. On the other side of the coin, the Ramah says, not to pay tax.
Not Gezel.
It's not Gezel, but it's still the boys. It's the boys, but it's not Gezel. So the shaila is not whether it belongs to you or the goy.
If it
belongs to the goy, the shaila is one shaila. Are you over the Issa Gezel or you're not over the Issa Gezel?
And therefore, it's a stam case of Suffolk.
Therefore, it's not a Suffolk mom and who belongs to who that we normally say, Hamotzim Echavarai. And because it's a Sophic, yes, yeah, because money stays by you. It's Vata the goys. It's just a Sophic Issa. If it's a Sophic Issa, what do we say? Sophic Deraisa Lokuma. And that, as David said, a very wonderful shot in the Shulchan Aruch, he says, you've got to have a Sophic here. A Vata, you have to be Machmir. Sophic Deraisa of Lo Sixo. It's got nothing to do with Mormon here because no one holds it belongs to you. This is Shaila, are you over Issa? So of course you have to be Machmir. You have to pay your taxes.
This doesn't explain why it's Toshish for the Machaber. Wow.
Because we're always Toshish. When it comes to these things, when it's Machaber and Ramah, Ashkenazim don't hold on Ramah and that's it. They see the whole big picture. Big picture, we see there's a Machlokas. The Da'as of the Svartim. They have a Kabbalah that says doesn't matter what everyone else says. We don't have such a thing. Even though Yutzim Biyad Ramah, but we still have to miss Yachis to the opinions which are around. And for us, therefore, it's a Sophic. Was it not Sophic Roman? It's a Sophic Issa. Sophic Issa, the Chumra, pay your taxes. Therefore, let us see some of the Poskim's words, further Poskim words on the issue of tax.
No, say, why do we need anything else? Isn't that case closed at this point?
Yeah, I'm just going to see the tell you more graphic words said about it. Let's see. In Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Ein Ches, says a statement. Number four. Misha wrote to Livrach, V'lev L'shamna over Kovim Mashachai. Somebody wants to run away and not pay his debts to the Goy, what he owes. The Goy doesn't really know about it. Really, it should be Mutter. Hafkas HaRas is Mutter. So he can't take a halachic, he can get away with it. The Echad Gilu B'Hatzofa. And then came his friend, so to speak, and told the Goy, you know, you got a debt by him and he's going to go away. You better get your money now. So what would I normally call that? If I tell a Goy to collect money from a Jew, which really the Jew doesn't need to pay, what would I normally call what this Jew's doing to the, when he's telling the Goy? What's he
stealing?
Mosa. Zover Issa Mesira. Yeah. So a Goy to damage the Jew. Ain't no din Mosa. Says Shulchan, no din Mosa. I bet he could get away with it. Shahari lo hosted. He's not losing money through the Goy. You're not causing a Goy to take money away from the Jew. You're causing the Goy to recover his own money. Which is another chizik to what Rav Chaim was saying. The shat of Hakas HaRaso is it belongs to the Goy. So you can get away with it. So what this other Jew's done, this other Jew has basically said, no, you're not going to get away with it. You have to give what the Goy is. But you haven't made the Jew lose anything. Most is when you didn't cause a new Jew to lose an unfair loss. Makom Mokom, nevertheless, even though you're not a Moser, Bara Asa, you've done something evil. What's that? Meshiv Aveda L'Ovekrovim. You've now caused the Veda, which is really belongs to God, but he's lost it, he's trying to find it. You cause him to be able to recover it. It's also to give back an Aveda to a Goy, because you can't be Meshiv Aveda to Goy. So you haven't been over Mosa, but you're over another thing. You cause Aveda to be recovered to the Goy.
But don't you have a Kiddush Hashem opportunity with the Aveda for a Goy?
That's if you have it, but you have it.
How much Kiddush Hashem is there going to be over here? Yeah? You say, I'm a Sadiq and he's a Russian. He's both of us are Jews.
Got it.
Okay. Now, the question which is asked. Okay. Somebody who's a tax expert. There's been asked to go through the books of a company or business. And he sees, go through it, there's been avoidance of taxes. Is he allowed to report it to the government? Is he allowed to report it to the government or not? So what would you say? Is it called being Messiah? What would you say?
No.
It's not Messiah. Because taxes you're supposed to pay, and it belongs to the Goy, the government. And therefore he's recovering his own, you're not causing a loss. But there's another issue which was brought up in the words of Shulchan Aruch over here. What is there? Meshiv Aveda to the Goy.
But this guy's doing
and therefore maybe you say, what, Mr. Tax Collector, you've got no problem with Sira, but you've got a problem of Meshiv Aveda to the government. This is not appropriate. This is not appropriate. Not allowed to do it. That's even better. What happens if you work for the government? You work for the tax authorities, and your job is to search out where are the people who are avoiding tax, and you bump into a handful or a whole institution of Jews who are doing it. Are you allowed to report?
That's different. In this case, it's a volunteer. It's not his job. No one's paying him to do it. He's not his pariahs. You know, his owner's doing it. It sounds like is what he's railing at. But in a Hanani, if someone is paid to do it, that's his job, then he has to do due diligence to do his job properly.
It's due diligence.
Assuming it's not a case of Moser, which was established, it's not.
Okay. So he says, no, there's no mention of it over there, because if he doesn't do what he's been paid for, let's say he works for the government. If he doesn't,
and he's stealing
from the government. So he has to report something.
The question, should he get the job to begin with?
Okay, should get the job to begin with? That's the question over there. And the question still applies to the one who doesn't work for the government. He's just a tax person going through the books of the company. He's not being paid by the government.
Who's paying him?
The company, they're paying him. Yeah?
The firm.
The firm are paying him. And he sees discrepancies. Yeah? Is he allowed to report? He said, well, we should have a waiter there. Or you shouldn't get yourself into the job as a tax guy for the government. Yeah, that's the question. So,
Shulchan Aruch talking about taxes, he's talking about appeal to,
So the Shulchan Aruch, if you would like, it was the Shulchan Aruch, he's talking about where you owe an individual goy. He's not talking about our specific case taxes, which is the government. Well, what should be the difference? Even to the government, they still have the concepts, Moshe of it. So Rav Vosner, Zatzal, and Rav Moshe both come to the same conclusion. We'll read Rav Vosner out. He says the following. Even though the remark finished off by saying you've done something evil by reporting it. Not called Mesira, but you've done an evil called giving back an Aveda to Goy. That's because the Shulchan Aruch is talking about an individual guy. But when you're talking about taxes, which is an obligation to pay to the government, and that's your position, there's no issa at all in such a case. When talking about taxes, there's no din of Meshav Aveta. So boy, that's the din, is he's got an obligation, it belongs to him, therefore, to report that is called no issa at all, is something which is appropriate to do. Now, why?
The question is why?
You say, there's a difference between an individual and the government. I don't understand, what's the difference? Both of them are just obligations to God. Both of them are, it belongs to the God. And I'm just not over Issa Gezer. Both of them is, when you report it, you're not stealing from the Jew. You're just returning something that belongs to the God to him. And both of them have a problem with, we're not supposed to return something to a God. So what's the difference between individual and government? What's the difference?
I said before, it's really the malchus.
In this case, you're the guys also.
No.
In both cases, it's really
the whole. We say by a whole of a guy, Asabaz Mutter.
Right.
You're supposed to pay. That's why it's not most. You're supposed to pay, but if you get out of it, you have a technically your mutter to do that. But by the government, you really have to pay.
On the side of the Machaba, this is not just a chov to a guy. This is his money.
It's in his possession.
Okay. So, what's the Jew doing? He's over Issa Gezel. He's over Issa Gezel by not paying his taxes. I want to report it, so he's not over Issa Gezel. Not just an Aveda.
You're helping the Jew. You're not just helping the guy, you're helping the Jew.
Yeah. It's not just a Aveda. It is a Aveda to go. But on top of it,
the Jew's stealing.
The Jew's stealing. He's not just holding the Aveda of a goy. He's stealing. He's over Nissa. I'm helping the Jew.
Not according to Ramah.
According to Machaba, I'm helping the Jew. So Ramah, there's no problem to report it. I'm actually helping the Jew. Yeah. It's not just an Aveda. You're giving. What's an Aveda? The Issa Aveda is you're giving back to a goy for no reason. Yeah. I'm not giving back to a goy for the goy's purpose. I'm giving back the goy to help the Jew.
Right, but that's only according.
Therefore, there's no according to Machaba. That's right.
In the Ramah, Ramah says,
no, this is exactly the same as an individual chosh. You're not over Issa Moshe. It's not Issa Gezel. So therefore, why are you giving it back? It's a pure Aveda. It's no Te'elis for the Jew. He's not over Issa Gezel. You're not saving him from Gezel. So therefore, in the Ramah Shitta, what's the difference? Individual and government should be the same.
You can go back to Shulchan Aruch HaRav and say it's a suffix.
That's on his cheshbon, yeah. It seems to be, he's saying that even the Ramah would, the Sheva Talevi, the Vosin seems to be saying, it's not because of suffix I'm telling you to do it. He seems that even the Ramah, We'll say here is different. In what way is it different with the Ramah? The Ramah is Bachaba, I see it's different. But the Ramah is Gufa, not a difference. So what does the Ravosna mean that even the Ramah would agree over here, Meshav Aveza is not an issue? Well, it's exactly the same. And the Ramah's Torah is exactly the same. I'll tell you the principle of Meshav Aveza, we just said it over here. Issa Meshav Aveza is he just giving a freebie to a boy? If it's not a freebie,
there's no issue.
There's no issue. Yeah. So use that concept to explain why Rav Voss is saying over here, even the law is no problem with Meshav Aveza.
Because you make him pay because he has to pay. That's his obligation. The Jews are supposed to pay.
It's not supposed to be. Halachically, it's mutar mahadrin in the art, in the school of, as long as there's no chilas Hashem. So it's not to pay.
So the question is, when is the Isser of a Shabbos Aveda to a Goy apply? You're saying by a Yachid, you have an Isser of a Shabbos Aveda.
Correct.
By the government,
you don't.
You don't.
Now, the reason why?
Because they already own it. It's their money.
But that's not true. They're always, in the eyes of Ramah.
Even the eyes are still there. It's not, it's your neighbor.
It's not, also with the individual Goy. It's still the Goy, but it's not a good neighbor. Exactly the same.
Yeah, there is a
Ramah. Copy paste. Of course, I've also, in both. What is it? In both the individual and the government. Which means both the Goy, but it's Mutter. In both the individual and the government. What way is there difference? In the school of the Ramah, not in the school of the Ramah.
Rashi says, why is it us to give to a Goy? Because you're making like your mashma being a Jew and a non-Jew. You know, you're doing a Shabbos today because, not because of the mitzvah to do it, because you do it because you're saying that's like the moral or something thing to do. So here you're doing it not because of, you're doing it because the law says you should get the money. You're not doing it.
I'm doing this because I owe money to the Goy. It's his money, the individual.
But you have two things at work here. You've got the potential gzela by the Jew, which Machaber says you're over, and Ramah says you're not over, and you have the potential hashavas aveda to the Goy. So in the Machaber's world, where you've got the gzela of the Jew against the Shabbos Aveda of the Goy, so the Gzela is more important.
Well, it's enough of a reason to say there's not Shabbos Aveda. I've got reasoning here, not for a free reason to go.
And that'll be even for Yaakov. That'll be even for Yaakov and the Machaber.
No, that's just only the Machaber's at dinner.
Oh, it's also the government. Also the government.
Yeah, only the government. Only the government applies.
So mean, really, the Machaber and the Ramah would agree there's no Shabbos Aveda here. The whole Shabbos Aveda case is only by Yaakov to begin with.
That's what the Ravosna is saying. I understand what Ravosna is saying.
The language is what?
In the Machaber. Because the Machaber says, Gezel. And you're saving the Jew from Gezel. You're saving the Jew from Gezel. So it's not a Shabbos Aveda. It's not a freebie. So for government. Yeah. For the individual, you're not saving from Aveda. So by individual, don't give it back. By government, too, because you're saving from Gezel. But in Ramah, there is no difference. Both of them is not Gezel. So therefore, just you say by the individual, don't do it because of the Shabbos Aveda. By the government also don't do it because of the Shabbos Aveda. It's not Gezel.
We have that dumb about what's the getter of a malchus. It's like a person. Maybe it's more of an entity. It's not like a Shabbos Aveda to a person.
But we said at the end of the day that it's a Goy.
It takes on the
halachas of its people. Yeah. So,
is there a Shabbos Aveda to a government bechlav? To a
yeah, there's got some halachas.
I mean, to a Jewish government to be a mitzvah Shabbos
Aveda. Okay, so we'll read out a Behagola, and this gets away with this issue. Ka va poshet hatikin va minag shemin handigi hakilus unden ala mishmer. Minag of Gehillas who are set up properly. Shlolas is Sheker v'Avla, not to ever lie, not to do any Avla le'omas to the official authorities. And Machrizim and those who shows to fast in the Gaz and Noshim Shalokhi b'Hakofa. And therefore, the minag is permitted and proper and right to publicize in the fashion of those people who are trying to do shtiklach against the authorities and not pay their dues. Why? as the remez over here is that when we have an issue of Jews not paying government, it's not just now a individual relationship over here. If government sees Jews do not pay, what issues can you have? More than Chil Hashem. You can have problems of Sokona, you have problems of anti-Semitism, you have problems of Sokh Lakar. It's a Kahal issue. It's a Kahal status. Once it belongs to the Kahal status, I can affect the Kahal. I want to stop any damage to the Kahal. I want to protect the larger Jewish population. Have to do that, I have to make sure that the individuals in Klal Yisrael do not damage indirectly the congregation of Klal Yisrael. So when I am reporting him and saying to the government, this guy hasn't paid, I'm not giving Hashavas Avedah to the Goy, but I'm doing it in order to protect the status and the of the congregation at large, the Jewish population at large.
You could argue the opposite. By exposing the Jew, you give the government an excuse to crack down on the Jews. Oh, these evil, terrible Jews, let's go get them.
Not
so Jacob, let it stay secret, so they don't know, can't hurt them.
Not if it's the Jews themselves saying, we're working with the government, we're going to be out there to help you make sure that everything is to God. So they said, yeah, there's always these few individuals. It's not a nation problem, it's individual problems in the government itself. So therefore, even though the Omar agrees that there's no difference between the government and the individual, yeah, and then both of them is not Gezel, and you're not saving the Jew from Gezel, but nevertheless, when it comes to the government, you're allowed to give it back because it's still not a freebie to the Goy, because you're doing it in order to create the status of Christ. So therefore, in Sikkim, we said tonight, yeah, which is the opinion of majority of postcards which I saw, there are a few individuals who do say slightly different words, but I feel this is the emes, that the mahalach that we come out, we saw ourselves and learned ourselves, so not just we're reading people, we learned the understanding behind it. We have a machlokas, whether you have to pay tax or not, but the machlokas is not whether it's my money or not my money. Machlokas is, it's definitely the goy's money, whether I'm over it's a gezel. So if you're sophic, as the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, we have to be machmir. Don't take chances. You have to pay your taxes. Did the machlokas pay taxes? Definitely. No shadow of doubt, halachically, that should be in the pesach. Every Rav should be cleaved to say it to the Kahal in such a fashion. Not give opinions to our opinions and say, oh, you've got some sort of remark, so therefore I'm going to go to remark. What happened at the Sugya problem? Sugya tells us at the end of the day, Sofit Daraisa Lachum, you have to pay. Aye, but there's still an issue of Meshav Aveda. Still an issue of Meshav Aveda. You shouldn't report him. Yeah, he has to make that decision himself, but you shouldn't report him. Yeah. On that, you say, well, I have to, just like, say, I'm saving from Gezel. Sofik Gezel, I'm saving from Gezel. That's a bad according to us, if we relate to it. Even the Amar, even you want to say, like the Poskim want to say, no, the person can avoid taxes. The person can avoid taxes, yeah. Even those Poskim, not like us, who said, we have to read Yachas to the Mechaba, and we have to be Choshish, and therefore, of course, we can report the guy. Because he himself is over, is against the one that gives back. Sofik Gezel, they're saving him, yes? But even if those Poskim do say no to the individual, no problem, there's a remark, don't need to pay your tax, yeah? But for us, as an official person, not to report, we should report. It's proper to report the people who avoid taxes in such a case in order to prevent problems of Klal Yisrael having this shame wrath that goes out against them, that their people, their nation who avoid doesn't keep the rules that we keep. And therefore, there's no problem with Meshav Veta. And in doing so, it's definitely no Moshe, that's Meshaila. There's no problems with Meshav Veta. Now, Moshe does add a slight word, which is not written over here, but you should go out of your way to look for the job.
The tax job.
Yeah, don't put yourself, lachchila, in the position to have this Shaila. Once you're there, you're more. What's your there's no shaila.
From Armachak, it sounds like it's recommended. It sounds like you're doing a service to Klal Yisrael.
But don't put yourself in the position to be the makel, the stick, that causes this opportunity. That's the lotion of the Ramesha. But from Ravosna seems to say, like Tzuli said, that it seems to be no problem even. That's the slight difference between maybe Ramosha and Ravosna. Okay, I think we can finish here tonight. And Mr. Shem, we'll carry on next week. I hope everyone hears this shir. Those who need to hear it should hear it. Those who don't want to hear it, don't have to hear it. Mr. Shem, everyone have a good Shabbos. We'll carry on next week.
I heard another spark that, you know, that's like your mouth list, but like everyone pays taxes, let's say in America, Jews and non-Jews. So if I steal, why don't I make taxes and steal from the Jews also? Because the tax money goes to everyone.
Yeah, but that goes back to what the government defined as.
No, that is talking, this, when you're called stealing, that your svar is when you're taking out, David's svar is when you're taking money out from the government's coffers, then you're stealing the money of the thing.
Taxes.
But if you don't pay, it's not, it's my money, it's not
theirs.
It's
not
their money. Yeah, but back to that same story. Is it their money? Is it my money? According to Ramah, it's my money.